Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, July 16, 2013. On this day in 1951, J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye was published, a novel about a restless 16-year-old named Holden Caulfield who runs away from prep school a few days before Christmas break, trying to escape from all the phonies. 30 years after its publication, The Catcher in the Rye was both the most banned book in America and the second most frequently taught book in public schools. The book has sold over 60 million copies around the world. And it's the birthday of the religious leader and writer Mary Baker Eddy, born in New Hampshire in 1821. She suffered as a child from a spinal ailment and spent much of her life preoccupied by issues of health. She entered a sanitarium in 1862, where she met Phineas B. Quimby, a man who believed in a science of health achieved by direct mental healing that had religious overtones. Baker was seemingly cured, but her suffering reoccurred after Quimby's death. In 1866, she fell on ice and her suffering increased. She turned to the New Testament and was suddenly healed, which led her to discover what she later called Christian Science, or the superiority of spiritual over physical power. In 1875, she set down her principles in a voluminous work called Science and Health, and in 1876 founded the Christian Science Association. It's the birthday of the explorer and writer Roald Amundsen, born in Norway, 1872. He was preparing to be the first to reach the North Pole when he heard that Robert E. Peary had beaten him to it, so he decided to go south instead. He told no one but his brother in order to beat the rival expedition of Robert F. Scott, who happened to oppose using sled dogs. Amundsen, 4 men, 4 sleds, and 52 dogs reached the South Pole on December 14, 1911. To reach the pole, Amundsen's team had to travel about 800 miles into Antarctica's interior in weather that occasionally reached 70 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, but they carried on until all their calculations and measurements showed they'd arrived at the geographic pole and they planted a Norwegian flag there. Scott's party reached the South Pole a little more than a month later, traveling by foot, and they froze to death in their efforts to make their way back. It was on this day in 1945, at 5:30 in the morning, that the first atomic bomb was exploded, 120 miles south of Albuquerque, New Mexico. It was the end result of the Manhattan Project. And here's a poem by Miller Williams titled After a Brubeck Concert. 600 years ago, more or less, something more than 8 million couples coupled to have me here at last, had not each fondling, fighting, or fumbling pair conjoined at the exquisitely right time 34 million times, I would be an unborn, one of the quiet ones who are less than air. But I will be also, when 600 years have passed, one of 17 million who made love, aiming without aiming to, at one barely imaginable, who may then be doing something no one I know has ever done or thought of doing on some distant world we did not know about when we were here. Or maybe sitting in a room like this, eating a cheese sandwich and drinking beer, a small lamp not quite taking the room from dark, with someone sitting nearby, humming something, while 2 dogs, one far away, answer bark for bark. After a Brubeck Concert, a poem by Miller Williams from his collection Some Jazz a While, published by the University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. And this is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time on The Writer's Almanac.